For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. A vice president of China's top court has been put under probe for serious violations of discipline and laws. The statement by the country's top anti-corruption body does not provide details of Xi Xiaoming's violations, who joined the Supreme People's Court in 1982. The CPC Central Commission for Discipline Inspection made the announcement on its official website on Sunday. Chinese police have published details on a series of so-called rights protection incidents in the country. In these incidents, the detainees are suspected of illegally organizing paid protests, hyping public sentiment, and fabricating rumors on the internet to sway court decisions. A statement from the Ministry of Public Security says the suspects consist of lawyers as the core organizers. It says social media celebrities and petitioners have also been involved in the planning and implementation of these incidents. Since July 2012, there have been over 40 of these incidents, severely disrupting public order. Zhou Shifeng, director of the Fengrai Law Firm, has been detained along with his fellows at the firm. Zhou is suspected of being involved in other felonies pending investigation. China's Ministry of Public Security says it has found clues of trading manipulations by certain trade firms in the stock market. A team from the ministry visited the head office of the China Securities Regulatory Commission on Thursday morning to investigate what it called malicious short selling of stocks and stock indices. Short selling is believed to be part of the reason for the stock market nosedive over the past few weeks. The team arrived in Shanghai on Friday to search for further clues on such illegal practices. The investigation led by the Vice Minister of Public Security Meng Qingfeng is still ongoing. China's Ministry of Public Security has confirmed that the 109 illegal immigrants who were repatriated from Thailand to China on Thursday had been on their way to Turkey, Syria or Iraq to join jihad. Of the 109 illegal immigrants, 13 had fled China after being implicated in terrorist activities, and another two had escaped detention. According to their accounts, many had been radicalized by materials released by the so-called World Uyghur Congress and the so-called East Turkestan Islamic Movement, ETIM. Beijing issued this summer's first heat alert on Sunday as the maximum temperature in the Chinese capital soared above 40 degrees Celsius. Under the orange alert, which is the second highest, workers who are exposed to high temperatures must reduce their working hours. Beijing Meteorological Service attributed the heat to the lack of rain. City Environmental Watchdog says the intense heat also caused heavy ozone pollution. The temperature is forecast to drop significantly on Wednesday. China's Meteorological Authority on Sunday downgraded the alert for Typhoon Chan Hom from red to orange. This is the second highest alert level. Chan Hom is set to weaken as it tracks northeast. The center forecasts the typhoon to move northeast at a speed of 30 kilometers per hour to reach the Yellow Sea. Its forces will gradually weaken along the way. From Sunday to Monday, the provinces of Shandong, Liaoning, Jilin and Heilongjiang will be hit by rainstorms. Myanmar's main opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has announced that her party will contest a national election in November. She said the National League for Democracy will compete in all three levels of the parliamentary elections and in almost all constituencies. Suu Kyi will compete in her original constituency, Kalmu, a township in Yangon region. Beijing has announced that it would speed up construction of a subsidiary administrative center. The announcement was made as the city passed a guideline on promoting the integration of Beijing with its neighboring Hebei province and Tianjin municipality. According to the guideline, the subsidiary administrative center would be focused on Tongzhou, a suburban district to the southeast. The guideline also said the city must stick to its population control target of 23 million people. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.